USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Hurricane Dorian continues to move toward Florida with increasing fury, becoming an extremely dangerous Category 4 storm, but leaving forecasters uncertain whether it would make a direct hit. The storm's winds are up to over 140 miles an hour as Dorian gains strength in the Atlantic waters. Sirhan Sirhan, imprisoned for more than 50 years for the 1968 assassination of Senator Robert F. Kennedy, was hospitalized after being stabbed by a fellow inmate at a San Diego prison. A statement from the Department of Corrections and Rehabilitation said the stabbing occurred Friday afternoon at the Richard J. Donovan Correctional Facility near San Diego. Officers responded quickly and found an inmate with stab wound injuries. He was transported to the outside hospital for medical care and is currently in stable condition. Don't forget, you can listen online anytime at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC83. Service may adversely affect an individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action. Not a loan company.
A senior North Korean diplomat berated U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo over his comments describing North Korean behavior as rogue and warned that Pyongyang's hopes for talks with Washington are continuing to fade. In a statement carried by state media, North Korean First Vice Foreign Minister Cho Sun-hui said Pompeo's thoughtless comments increase North Korean people's animosity toward Americans and make it harder for working-level nuclear dialogue between the countries to resume. President Donald Trump's latest round of tariffs on Chinese imports is likely to deliver a direct hit on many customers who were largely spared from higher prices in the previous round of import taxes. The United States government will be collecting 15% tariffs on $112 billion in Chinese imports, items ranging from smartwatches and televisions to shoes, diapers, sporting goods, and meat and dairy products. American households face price increases because many U.S. companies say they'll be forced to pass on to customers the higher prices they'll pay on Chinese imports. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
It seems that United States workers are more satisfied with their jobs today than just a few years ago. John Clemens reports.
Dr. Robin Erickson of the Conference Board tells us that level of satisfaction was up to 53.7%.
It's an increase of 2.7 percentage points from the last year. And 2018 is the eighth year in a row where job satisfaction has improved for an increase of 11% since 2010.
Erickson, who was the principal researcher for the Conference Board study, tells us there's been a big jump in the job satisfaction rate when you look back at 2010.
Back in 2010, job satisfaction was only 42.6%, so it's gone up quite a bit, 11 percentage points since 2010.
I'm John Clemens.
Education Secretary Betsy DeVos has issued a new rule on loan forgiveness for students defrauded by their colleges, a rewrite of Obama-era regulations that advocates say will make it tougher for students to get relief. DeVos says students must be held accountable, but that the Obama rule wasn't working correctly. She said the new rule will treat students and taxpayers more fairly. But James Cavall, president for the Institute of College Access and Success, says it will make it almost impossible for students to get relief. He says rules force students to submit evidence they don't even have and can't get, prevent students who are harmed as a group from getting relief as a group. The new rule is the latest rollback of Obama-era regulations targeting for-profit colleges. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.